Bob Dole and Jack Kemp brought their tax-cutting plan today to New Jersey, a state whose Republican governor was elected on a tax-cut platform. In her 1993 campaign, Christine Todd Whitman promised to reduce taxes for New Jersey residents by 30%. Critics say her cuts hurt towns and cities, some of which were forced to raise property taxes to compensate for the loss of state funds. Dole and Kemp are calling for a 15% cut in federal taxes, plus a 50% cut in the capital gains tax rate. Speaking at a rally in Rutherford, New Jersey today, Jack Kemp said a cut in federal taxes would not cause fiscal problems.
They say that balancing the budget while cutting taxes can't be done. Well, with all due respect, the reason this current administration says it can't be done is because they just can't do it. You've heard the expression, where there's a will, there's a way. Well, Bob Dole has the will, and he has the way, and together we can get it done for America.
At the same rally, Bob Dole predicted President Clinton will get a tax cut next year, whether he likes it or not.
Today, President Clinton is signing the Dole welfare bill. I'm glad he finally got around it. He vetoed it twice. And he'll probably adopt a Dole-Kemp economic plan next week in Chicago. He's done everything but change parties the last 30 days. And I wouldn't be surprised to have him show up here in about 10 minutes. I want to keep my eyes open. But better than raising taxes that are squeezing American families, leaving parents with less to give to their children because they have to give more to the government, our philosophy is different from our opponent's philosophy. And they are our opponents, they're not our enemies. But the difference goes to the heart of this nation's future. They trust the government and we trust the people. We trust you, the people.
Republican presidential candidate Bob Dole speaking with Jack Kemp today at an outdoor rally in Rutherford, New Jersey.